Hi, welcome back to Your Best Friends Podcast. I am your host and best friend, Aurora, and today I am joined by Josie. How do you say your last name? I'm so used to calling you Sanders.
Josie Buller, yeah, okay. Newly married over here.
Yes. How are you?
I'm so good. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, so Josie and I just did a pod swap. So I was on her podcast yesterday. Behind the feed. So make sure that you go and check her out. I will have that linked in the show notes. You can find it more easily. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Josie?
Yeah, so my name's Josie Bullard. You might know me as Josie Sanders. Recently got married this summer, COVID bride. yeah, it's been a crazy year, but I am a digital creator on Instagram. I've been doing it for probably like 3 years now. I got started back when I was just a freshman in college, ended up basically dropping out of art school. I was going to be a graphic designer and just really had a passion for everything that I was doing online. And I just saw a lot of potential over there. And I just kind of wanted to see where it would go. I was also a photographer at the time too. I did a lot of weddings, senior portraits, things like that. And so that was kind of my backup plan. I was going to do like photography on the side while pursuing this career on Instagram. And thankfully, it all kind of worked out, and now it's my full-time career and honestly the best decision I've ever made. And it kind of brings me up to speed now. I do a lot of lifestyle, fashion, just creative photos in general. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, what I think is really interesting about your pages, I've been following you since you had like 5,000 followers.
Oh my gosh,
yeah,
no way.
Yeah, I think we actually like way back in the day did a giveaway together. I don't even remember what it was. But I'm pretty sure that we did. But anyway, like literally ancient, like so long ago. Yes. So yeah, but what I think is so interesting is you started creating content. I feel like when I found you, and again, you had only like 5,000 followers, you were already creating such good content that when I was 18, I created the most shitty content. And so I feel like you just have this like very natural inclination on Instagram and you're just so good at it. So
aww, thank you.
Yeah, so I'd like to hear a little bit more about how you started and how, like, did you start on Instagram or were there other platforms that you kind of started on? Like, kind of tell us about that.
Yeah, so I always just was very drawn to just social media in general. I loved watching YouTube. I loved looking at people's blogs, Instagram, like all that jazz. And when I was in high school, I was particularly interested in YouTube. I just loved it. I watched makeup tutorials, hair tutorials all the time. And that was kind of my thing. And so forever, I just wanted to start a YouTube channel like so badly. And I remember one year I asked for a camera for Christmas, just a little cheap video camcorder. And I started my YouTube channel in high school. And that never, I mean, it never took off or anything. I had a few videos get like 60K views. And I thought I was like, famous. Right. I thought it was amazing. And so, I mean, I kind of slowly transitioned and I was doing that. And then I realized I'm like, I could actually be doing this on Instagram and taking photos and I don't have to put in all the same amount of effort into filming videos, editing. I mean, it was just a lot of work and I feel like not a big return on like investment. Mm-hmm. I feel like YouTube is something you really have to commit to. And so Instagram was just very intriguing to me because I already was a kind of a photographer at the time. And it just seemed to kind of click. And so I'm like, I'll just start taking photos of myself instead of taking them of other people like I'm used to. And so I started doing that there, was kind of cross promoting my YouTube channel. And it just very quickly became clear to me that Instagram was a platform. It was like the platform for me that I just really loved. It hit home and I'm like, I'm just going to start creating. And that's kind of how I got started. I also had this girl named Candidly Chan. I don't know if you follow her, but I was an intern at a local magazine and she was there before me. And she was kind of like the first ever blogger influencer that I'd ever seen before. And she's really the person that got me into realizing like, I could start like basically theming my feed. And I would look on Pinterest and find all these things. And it's really funny to go and look back at my feed because I was totally just trying to mimic these like Pinterest perfect feeds with all the flat lays and all that. And my feed was like super neutral and like very cool toned, totally not me. And so I definitely found my style over the years. But yeah, that's how I began.
Yeah, so I'd like to hear a little bit more about how you dropped out of college and how your experience was there and kind of how you made that decision, because that's a little bit out of the norm. I feel like a lot of people in the influencer space are, I mean, I guess now there are more that are younger, but for a really long time, I think it was majority of, you know, women in their mid to late 20s. And so now a lot of younger people have started to, you know, actually create careers on it. But I think when you were starting, it was still mostly dominated by people that were older.
Definitely.
So I'd like to hear a little bit about, how you made that decision and why and all of that.
Yeah, of course. It is funny because I feel like since TikTok kind of came to be, you see so many more younger influencers just because the nature of what TikTok is. But for sure, what you said is correct. Like when I first started off, all my friends that I ended up making that were bloggers were all literally at least 6, 7, 10 years older than me. And they're still some of my best friends today. But definitely it was definitely strange because there weren't a lot of people my age kind of entering into this Instagram world. So when I first started, I went to college and I went to the Heron School of Art and Design. And I knew I wanted to do something that had to deal with like creativity, and I loved graphic design, and I'm like, okay, this will be a perfect career. And so I started going, and meanwhile, this is when I'm first starting to work with brands for the first time. I'm very much like a small niche, like kind of low key blogger at the time. It was just I think I only had maybe like 8,000 followers at the time when I first entered into college. And so I was working with some like local companies, little things like that. And I'm just like, wow, I really loved it. And I just remember like every time I would come home from college, I would get my homework done. And then I would, as soon as I was finished, I would go out and like shoot a photo on a tripod. And I was constantly like on this grind mode, like just like could not wait to stop doing my schoolwork and start doing this like passion that just I totally loved. And so I just really just wasn't very happy with school. It didn't seem like it was clicking for me. I mean, it was all right. I did fine in school, but it just wasn't like something I was interested in. And I didn't want to waste a bunch of money in something that I wasn't that passionate about. And I'm like, I saw this so much potential. I saw something that literally just like lit my soul on fire that I just loved doing online. And I'm just like, I need to go for this. I just have a good gut feeling and I just need to chase this dream and just see what happens. And you know what, if it doesn't, I have photography to fall back on. So when I ended up basically dropping out, I kind of had a conversation with my parents about it, and thankfully they were very accepting, but they were definitely a little bit, you know, obviously nervous for me because I mean, it was such a new thing too. And just, there wasn't a ton of information about it. I feel like now when you talk to people about digital creators, influencers, bloggers, people know what you're talking about. But back then it was a little bit interesting. So my dad's actually a publisher. And so he actually has worked with a few influencers before. So he's a little bit more just into the whole thing and understood what I was doing. But my mom was definitely a little bit more skeptical, but they've always let me be very independent and they let me make that decision for myself. So I dropped out of college and I basically went into a huge grind mode of just really trying to make this dream a reality. And I never looked back. So it was definitely one of the best decisions I've ever made, but also kind of awkward when people would ask me like, oh, hey, how's college going? And I'm like, I'm not going anymore. Like, oh, what are you doing?
I dropped out.
Yeah, I'm like, I dropped out to become a blogger, an Instagram influencer online. Like, I didn't even know what to call myself because I'm like, it was just so weird. And over the years, I figured out like, I'm definitely that like digital creator type. But at the time, I'm like, had no idea what I would call myself, like what I was really doing, but I'm just going after it. And so people were so confused. They didn't really get it. They didn't understand that could be a career that you could actually make money off of. They just thought it was something that was a hobby, or they thought it was something that was just very unattainable. So not a lot of people believed in my dreams, but I just kept going for them. And I ended up here.
Yeah, I love that. I think it's something that I think is so interesting as an influencer is I still like have a hard time completely labeling myself when someone asks me what I do.
Yeah.
Like when I meet someone new and they're like, what do you do? I'm like, what?
You like stutter. You're like, oh.
I'm like, I promise I know what my job is, but it's so hard to describe it, because if I'm talking to other influencers, obviously it's very easy to describe what I do, but for people who don't know, and also there's so many aspects of it that's more than just Instagram, because, you know, there's podcasting, blogging, YouTube, TikTok, all of that. And so it's so hard to explain it to people in a way that they understand exactly what you're doing while also like being authentic to what you are. It's, I feel like, I feel like I would have by at this point know how to tell people my career, but I still don't. So it's fine. Mm-hmm. Today's episode is sponsored by Real Paper. You all know that sustainability is super important to me. I've talked about our efforts to be plant-based and choose eco-friendly options all the time. When I found Real Paper, I knew that I had to share it. Real Paper is tree-free toilet paper made 100% from bamboo. Its packaging is also completely plastic-free. It always drives me crazy to see a company that is greenwashing, sending a sustainable product in non-sustainable packaging. But with Real, even their packing tape is made of paper. They offer a convenient home delivery with free shipping, and you can set up a subscription to get it delivered however often you need so you never run out of toilet paper again. Use the code YOURBESTFRIEND to get 25% off your first order at realpaper.com. That's R-E-E-L paper.com. So since I've been following you, you've grown pretty steadily. It's been like 3 years. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear a little bit how your career has changed over the last 3 years, and how, as you've grown, how the relationship you have with your audience has changed.
Interesting. So, I mean, it's crazy because I remember when I first started off, I always thought I would like, I mean, my life dream would be to hit like 100K on Instagram. I thought that was just like such a huge deal. And it is a big milestone,
right?
But I just thought, I'm like, oh, when I get there, like things are going to be so different. My life will be a certain way. And like, it's funny because like nothing's really changed that much. I mean, still me, I'm still doing what I love. And the thing is that it's not that, like, I think a lot of people, you know, that it seems like such a crazy thing, but you get used to it. And then two, it's just kind of like a part of the job. You just kind of grow with your career and you just keep going. And so I try to like not go after and chase numbers because you're never going to reach a certain satisfaction like level no matter where you're at. So you might as well focus more on the people and the audience that you actually have in front of you and kind of cultivating that instead, people who are going to be interested in what you're talking about, what you have to say, because at the end of the day, that's what really matters. You're here to show up for the people you have, not for the people you want to have, even though you'll attract more people when you do that instead of just kind of constantly chasing a number. And I definitely would say that most of my Instagram growth definitely came before all the algorithm things happen. I mean, it's definitely been a little bit more difficult to grow. It's been a little bit more just slow and steady since a lot of that has happened. But as far as my relationship with my audience goes, I actually feel like I almost feel closer to a lot of my audience now than when I first started. In a certain way, when I first started off and I was a very just small blogger and influencer, it was just, I felt like I had all the same people constantly talking, and it was more like I felt like I was constantly collaborating with people and trying to come up with different ideas and things like that. And so as I've gotten older, I've figured out more so like what my niche is, what my lane is. And, but there's always the same people that come around. And I feel like I have a lot of people that I always recognize when they comment on my photos. And I'd always try to comment back and have conversations with people and get back to DMs as much as I can, even though that is very difficult to do sometimes. So I'm really happy with my audience and kind of the relationship that we have now.
Yeah, I love that. I think that there's kind of a point that most influencers get to where they realize that it's more important to like appreciate mm-hmm. the audience you currently have than like trying to find a new audience, because I think it's so easy to fixate on those numbers and be like, well, once I have this number, I will also have this. And mm-hmm. while having goals is good, and while yes, as you hit new numbers, you can achieve different things, what really is going to help you get there is by focusing on the people you have currently, because then they will tell other people about you and you have like a good rapport with the people that already follow you rather than a bunch of uninterested followers who don't mm-hmm. know why they're following you. Like, those are the people that are likely to unfollow you when you pop up in their feed, which sucks.
Yes. I always wonder that. I'm like, when someone unfollows me, I'm like, I wonder what it was that did it for them.
I'm like, what was the last straw?
Yes.
I always wonder that. Like, I'd be like, was it because I posted a photo in a bikini? Be honest. Like,
that's hilarious.
So have you noticed that as you've grown, have you noticed like a change in your engagement or the interaction you have with your audience?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I mean, I feel like also this is just something that is still, it's always just frustrating to me in a way, just because of everything with the algorithm. I feel like there was a sweet spot time period around when I was from like 40K to like 80K, I would say, where like, I feel like engagement was super high. And I also feel like engagement was really high when I was smaller. And obviously as you grow, your engagement rate usually typically goes down. And that's definitely something I've seen. But I feel like in general, though, I see a lot more people commenting, a lot more people just reaching out, DMing me, different things like that. And just the same types of people also that are just constantly very into my content. And that's what I really hope for, is that, you know, I cultivate an audience of people who are just really genuinely interested in what I have to put out and produce. So yeah, that's basically kind of what it's been like. Overall though, I mean, it's always a constant battle with Instagram, I feel like, and how many people they're going to show your photo to and things like that. So, you know, I try to never really focus on those things too much and just really focus on the conversations that I have with, you know, my audience and things like that.
Yeah. So what would you say are some of the hardest things that you've had to deal with as an influencer?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously the engagement can be that's always a battle.
It definitely is. I feel like there was a time period where it really actually disturbed me way too much than it should have because I was so used to things being a certain way, and it just frustrated me because I hate when things are out of my control and there wasn't something I could do about it. And so there'd be a lot of times, because there was times where like, I know this would do so much better, but Instagram did not show it to anyone. Showed it to literally like 1/10 of my following or less. And so that bothered me for a long time, and that was kind of a struggle to accept. But I mean, I think it comes with the job, and it's also a lot more. I feel like it affects everyone nowadays. So that also, in a way also, I guess, makes you feel better because you don't feel like Instagram's just out to attack you only. I guess another hard thing would be, there's more people who have more opinions about every little thing that you do. And so when you have a smaller audience, that's kind of one of the luxuries that you have, is that oftentimes, one, people don't say things to you because they know you're 100% going to see it. Thing is that I still see almost everything anyone ever messages me. And I don't get a ton of terrible like messages or anything like that. But, you know, on the occasions when they do happen, it's always, it sucks. So I guess that's been hard. But overall, honestly, it is really a pretty amazing job. I mean, there hasn't been too many struggles that I've had to go through. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I guess last thing would be just, it's really easy to see what's working for everyone else, or like just starting off in a certain way and then feeling inclined like that's what you need to be doing, and not even really recognize it. But then slowly over time, all of a sudden you're doing things that aren't necessarily as, not like authentic, but they're just not as true to you and what you love doing as much. And I feel like we talked a little bit about this on the podcast episode that I just released, but it's that whole thing of like, I went through this situation of feeling like I was a blogger and then realizing I was a digital creator, because I have so many of my friends are actual fashion bloggers, and I would see what they would do all the time and I would try to do it, but it just didn't quite work for me and people weren't nearly as interested in it and my content. And so being able to kind of come back and like return to my roots, and like just the realization that, you know, just because it's working for this person doesn't mean it's going to work for me. And honestly, it's not even my niche. So it just wasn't something I should have been even doing in the first place. So that was something that I think kind of honestly happened to me more recently, because I just got very, I think, just kind of caught up in just trying to figure out what the next step was. And when I was first starting off, I was so determined on where I wanted to go. And I feel like finally I got to a place in my career where I mean, it was now a full-time career. And so now it's like, okay, where do I go from here? And then it's just really easy to kind of lose sight of your true like values and what you love.
Yeah. I think it's so easy to get wrapped up in what other people are doing and what you see is working mm-hmm. for other people. But what's, I mean, equally as frustrating as well as freeing is realizing that what works for someone else isn't really going to work for you. You could literally copy exactly what someone else posted and it would not perform well with your audience. Whereas mm-hmm. with their audience, it went viral. And that's just because yes. that's not what your audience expects from you. And that's mm-hmm. hard as well, because on the one hand, you're like, oh, well, I can be myself. But it's also hard because sometimes you'll post something that you're really excited about, but if it's not what you normally post, people will not yeah. resonate with it. And then you feel bad because you feel like you've painted yourself into a corner where you have to post something specific. Yes. I was talking to my husband about something about that the other day, about with TikTok specifically, on a lot of people with any platform, if you go viral with something specific, mm-hmm. you automatically assume that's the only thing people want from you, and you feel like trapped in that, even if it's just yes. one post, so good. One thing went viral. I have a friend who is in like the body acceptance space on Instagram, and she had a post go viral of like a picture of her stretch marks. And she does enjoy posting about that, and she's been able to like create this incredible community of women. But in the beginning, she still wasn't at a place where she was really comfortable in that space. And so she would post these things because she knew that's what people wanted from her, but it was just like uncomfortable because she wasn't fully committed to it. And I feel like everyone who's had something go viral can relate to that, because something goes viral and you're like, this is all I can create from now on. Mm-hmm. But if that's not what you want to create, then you're stuck. And it's really mm-hmm. hard to kind of break out of that and really realize that who you create content for at the end of the day is yourself. And you love your audience and you want to connect with them, but like, it's your page. It's not anyone else's page. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So for any aspiring influencers that are listening to this, give me like one tip for growth, or like one suggestion that you would have for people who are trying to break into the space.
Yeah. So honestly, I probably have a few tips. Some of these... It really is all going to come down to how much effort and consistency you want to put into it. Because I mean, you can listen to all the very like cliche tips of like, you know, post very consistently, like do all these little things. But I think the biggest thing is just literally committing to showing up for your audience. And then that can look different for, everyone, no matter what your schedule is. So if showing up for your audience looks like you're hopping on there like a few times a week and doing something, then do that. If you can show up all the time, all day, every day, then do that. And find something that's going to work and be something that's obtainable for you, because there's nothing worse than like going very gung-ho into something and for like a month or two and then dying out. I feel like it's what a lot of people do, because they don't see the growth. They don't see the reaction that they are hoping for. And then they just lose interest in what they're doing, and they just don't post anymore. And then you're going to lose the people who are already interested in your content. And so show up for the audience that's already there. And then you'll be able to cultivate a following that will come in because they'll be interested in what you're saying. And you already mentioned this earlier, but just like you, it's all almost like word of mouth. Like, I mean, people will love your content. They'll share it with someone else. They'll comment, they'll tag other people on it. That honestly is the biggest tip. Like, if you're not showing up and being consistent, make that change first. But then there's so many other things. I mean, working on just improving the quality of your content. I always think it's great to do some market research. So get on your stories and ask a series of questions for your audience on what they prefer to see, what they like. Maybe ask like, you know, do you like my photos more when I'm posting about fashion, or when I'm posting about just like everyday life or travel or whatever the heck you do, do that. And I think that also just helps to give you a lot of clarity and feedback on as to like why people love following you, what they like, what they want to see less of, things like that. And then obviously take it with a grain of salt, because what we've been talking about is like, do what makes you happy and what kind of stuff you want to put out there. But it really does help to kind of give you some more clarity on what your audience is looking for as a whole. Which then can help you plan out types of captions you want to write and things like that. And I guess the last thing is just have conversations with your following and just be their friend. You know, don't just like put up a post and then log off of Instagram. Like really engage with your following and just kind of grow your community from there. Make them really happy to be there. Make them feel like they're included and they're like a part of what you're creating.
Yeah, I think it's really easy to kind of one and done it where you just post mm-hmm. and then leave. And that's,
yeah.
I mean, and it's still something I sometimes struggle with because you get really busy and mm-hmm. sometimes posting on Instagram is just something on your to-do list.
Yes.
But on the days that you stick around for like 30, 40 minutes and engage with the people who are commenting and liking mm-hmm. and just like being there for your audience is mm-hmm. like so game-changing. Because mm-hmm. even if it doesn't really increase the amount of people that see it, it like makes people so much more invested in you. And mm-hmm. something I wanted to say was when we were talking about the whole word of mouth thing, I don't remember who I heard this from, but recently I was either listening to a podcast or something mm-hmm. Where someone said that they, what's so helpful about gaining followers in that way where like it's word of mouth or whatever is that a follower is going to be so much more committed to you when they found you on their own than if like you found them. So that's why things like follow and unfollow don't work.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because they don't care. But if they Definitely. Found you, then they're going to be obsessed with you in a healthy way mm-hmm. Rather than it just being like a passive, like, yeah, I followed her back, but whatever. Yes. And that's why when people post you to your stories and things like that, when your friends are like, oh, I follow this person, you should follow her. Her content's amazing. That's when you like really get those incredible followers. And so that's why it's so important to mm-hmm. show up for the followers you already have because they're the people that are going to get you new followers yes. and help you grow. Mm-hmm. Okay, so last question before we wrap up is I'd love to hear where you gain inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I mean, lots of places. And it definitely has changed over the years. I mean, Pinterest used to be like my go-to place that I always would just love just start, like sifting through all the images. And I actually, to find inspiration on there, I actually look up more like editorial photo shoots, think things that are like honestly a little bit too out there for me that I would like want to post. And then I get inspiration from that and then turn it into like my own way. Or like I'll let's say I wanted to do a photo shoot in a field and I just gather a lot of different inspiration. Then I go out there with like an idea in mind, but then I just kind of like let whatever outfit I'm wearing, whatever posing I'm doing, just kind of take over. I mean, obviously Instagram's a huge source of inspiration, but recently I feel like I just love I love driving around or whenever I'm out and about or just doing things, whenever ideas come to my mind, I like to write them down in my notes and just kind of keep like a running tab. And I just love when like ideas like that hit me because I feel like very inspired. And then I just start coming up with all these ideas and it's more of like an original idea as opposed to just scrolling through Pinterest and waiting for something to stand out to me that then I can just dive deeper into and just keep looking at. So I really feel like just getting inspired by just what's around me and trying to find ways to turn things that maybe aren't so amazing. Cause I mean, I live in Indiana. It's not the most gorgeous state in the world. There's not like a ton of places to take photos and things like that. I mean, I feel like California is like literally like a walking like magazine. It's just like everything you go, every street corner is just like so gorgeous. And so, I mean, it's definitely more of a struggle, but I feel like just turning like random locations, random places into something really creative is always something that brings me a lot of joy and inspiration.
Yeah, I actually just posted on Instagram a few days ago about the notes app specifically just being filled of like jumbled ideas because I'll think of them at the most random times and I'll write them down really fast and then I look at it later and I'm like, I don't even know what half of this means, but I'm going to try to decipher it and I'm going to try to turn it into something tangible yes. and we'll just see what happens. Okay, so tell everyone where they can find you and your podcast and all of that.
Yeah, so recently my username changed. So now you can find me on Instagram at josie.bullard. Bullard is spelled B-U-L-L-A-R-D. And then you can find me on TikTok, josie_bullard. And then my website is josiebullard.com. And then my podcast is the Behind the Feed podcast. Really, we just talk about a ton of stuff that goes on behind the the scenes basically behind the feed of what goes on Instagram. And so we do a lot of different interviews. We had Aurora on, which was super fun. We talk a lot about creative things when it comes to growing your business, different stuff like that. So that's where you can find me.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on. And I will include all of that in the show notes so everyone can find you more easily. And I will talk to you all next week.